Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got to get down to something very important right now. Harry Callis led off the U.S. Open coverage on NBC in a montage where a U.S. steelworker getting ready for work, hard-nosed blue-collar Pittsburgher, and of course, as all you hard-nosed blue-collar Pittsburghers do, you're listening to 93.7 The Fan in the morning.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
And then it's damn Michael Keaton. So we were all very happy for Callis. But then Pony brings up a really good point on his show yesterday. How many times do any of these national broadcasts just steal our audio without asking for permission first? I've been a producer in this industry for like, I don't know, 9 out of the 16 years that I've done it. And anytime the NFL wants a clip for NFL Network, or when Amazon wanted to use some of our stuff, or Hard Knocks, they always ask either SPAC or Craig or one of the producers or one of the hosts to provide the audio. They don't just rip it. I've sent so many audio clips through the years because they were requested. There's no way, no way that NBC did not reach out to us for us to send them the audio. And so the allegation from Pony is that they were probably asking for something from the Fan Morning Show, because the whole theme is a steelworker who's waking up in the morning. And so they probably found Harry's email, emailed Callis and say, can you grab us a bit of audio? Here's what we're looking for from the Fan Morning Show. And what does Harry do? Harry grabs a piece from his own show.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
So I don't know who to believe here, whether I believe Pony, because it makes a lot of sense because I've been in the producer chair, or I don't know if I'm supposed to believe my faithful right-hand man, Harry Callis.
You don't know who you're supposed to believe. You don't know. Yeah. Look at you. I wish they could see your face right now.
State your case, because right now I'm leaning Pony, because I've been in that chair before, and never do they just take stuff without asking. And Craig, our esteemed boss, said that nothing came across his desk. No emails were sent to him from NBC. So go ahead, defend yourself.
Well, part of their argument was, how often does Callis say the full brand name, Pittsburgh's hometown sports station? How many times does that happen? And as a matter of fact, I have evidence here that I've said it plenty of times in May. And the two shows that I did prior to me being off the air for my political aspirations actually featured me saying Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station. So it wasn't, I didn't just do it.
Okay,
for
so
it to fit.
My rebuttal to that would be, and I have no idea who's innocent here. I don't know if Pony's allegations are correct, if this is the way it went down. But my rebuttal to that would be, they ask for audio. You know how you set up your show every day. So you say, I haven't heard Crowley do that. I'm not going to tell Crowley to do that. I'm just going to go back and I'm going to rip it from my show. You could have absolutely done that. Hey, here's what we're looking for. Oh, that's funny, because I've done it like a dozen times.
But why would they be looking like, I mean, did they want to give the station free publicity for choosing that?
I think they were just trying to set the scene for what most Pittsburghers do every day, and the ratings bear this out. They listen to us. I think that's what they were looking for. And so they wanted Crowley and Doran. They wanted the morning show,
Let me play this for you, too, because it took me a little while to figure out what they took, because there are plenty of times where I've said it flush. Good morning. This is 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports station. But they picked the one from June 4th, which would make sense, because it was close to the event. And so this is what the original audio sounded like. Good morning. It's hump day. But for us, it feels like the weekend. I'll tell you why in a minute. But this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station. My name is Nick. So they cut it themselves.
Well, so says you.
I would not send something like that in that form if I was asked for that specific thing.
So I do want to say this here, Harry Callis. Let's say it was the old show. And NBC asked of me, hey, get us a clip from the Fan Morning Show today. I probably would have sent one of myself.
But you were on the Fan Morning Show way more than I am, because you talk a lot.
Harry, I'm defending you here.
Oh, okay.
I'm defending you here. I would have
done... No, you're not defending me. You're leading me toward...
No, I'm not.
Would
you let me help you, for God's sakes? I would have done the exact thing you're being accused of doing, is what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying that you did it, but I think this is a little bit of a flimsy defense from you, because you could have simply edited that together for them.
But why would I edit that together when
I show off your brilliant editing prowess? I don't know.
Yeah, because that would have been a brilliant edit to just cut out a sentence.
Texter writes, in Callis's gaslighting, he seems like the kind of guy that will do whatever it takes to make himself look good.
Yeah.
See, I will say...
For all the times you make me look bad, the one thing I'm looking for in life is to get...
You know what, Harry?
To get what, 7 seconds on...
Harry, I think that's motive. This is my opportunity to take the national stage, and Crowley doesn't.
But why would I, like, if I were trying to benefit solely myself, which
right.
is the argument, why would I choose the station to publicize? Why wouldn't I give a hot take? Why wouldn't I send them
that's not what they're
my
looking
best
for.
Segment? Well, how do I know what they're looking for?
Because
they didn't send me an email.
Because according to the allegations, they would have sent an email asking exactly for what they got in return, which was just somebody saying, hey, this is 93.7 The Fan. Again, I am not saying you're guilty, but this is a flimsy argument.
It's not, because if they wanted something from the Fan Morning Show.
The NFL has asked before, hey, give us some calls.
Why are you doing this?
What do you
Why
mean?
Are you doing this? I'm telling you I didn't do it.
I know
Why
you're
are
saying
you doing
that,
this?
Because we're sussing it out.
I've been getting tweets. I've been getting Pony harassing me. I've been getting Dom telling me, oh, I had nothing to do with this, Callis. I believed you the whole time after I found these audio pieces. Why are you doing this now?
Because this is your opportunity to state your innocence.
But every time I'm explaining things to you, Pony didn't do this to his credit yesterday when I was on the phone. When I gave him an answer, he moved on. You are gaslighting me now.
Do you know what Pony did to you yesterday? He destroyed you for a half hour until you came on, and then continued ripping you afterwards. What I'm doing is having a back and forth of you right now in real time.
You're telling me my argument's flimsy.
I didn't
get an email. There's no evidence that there's any
email. Let me see the email.
Come here.
All right. We have subpoenaed the email.
Look through my emails.
I'm going to. Texter, Crowley and Pony sound so envious and like absolute losers focusing on this so weak. Oh, 100%.
What are you doing?
100%. If, in fact, you are guilty, intern RJ takes over for the rest of time. I've already admitted I would have done the same thing if what
but
Pony
I
is alleging
I wouldn't
true.
Have done the same thing. Why wouldn't I have just gone to you and said, Crowley, record this. NBC wants this. Or why wouldn't I go to Craig? Or where is my email anywhere in a public forum? I'm such a small host. Who can find my email?
Everyone can find out where the producers work and what their emails are. It's pretty easy. It's just odyssey.com.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. How many times has anybody emailed me about matters related to this show since I've been full-time?
I have no idea. I'd have
right,
to
exactly.
see the email.
Zero. Zero times. Nobody's ever said, hey, producer of the morning show, can you help us?
That happens all the time.
When has it happened since I've been here?
I don't know. You're hiding
exactly.
stuff, clearly.
Exactly.
You're clearly
it's
hiding
never happened.
Things.
Not a single time. And every time that somebody has wanted my involvement in something, you and Doran have been tagged in it.
So, in your defense, and you have made that defense, I can't confirm that. Like, when you post a promo or when you post a video, you don't just do it. You are always like, hey, guys, what do you think would make for a good promo today?
I actually don't ask you. I just do it, and then I play
I'm
you
helping.
It.
Would you let me help you?
No, because you're not telling the truth. I'm telling the whole truth. I don't ask you for permission. I make the promo, but then I play it for you before it goes over the air. Most times, I didn't yesterday. But it was funny, and we're talking about golf, and it involved me. And I love airing things on this station that involve me. I think I'm entertaining. Anyway.
You are, yeah. That's why they picked you.
But for the most part, when I do make promos for this station, I will play it for you privately in here during commercial breaks for you to then approve or deny.
Right.
And you approved 100% of the ones I've posted.
Right. That's.
But I always go through that process.
Right. That's me defending you. That's why I brought that up.
Tremendous. So there's literally nothing.
I'm inclined to believe you, but I can't just sit here and not try to poke some of the holes if I think the argument is flimsy in a couple of places.
But if I give you a straight answer, then don't say my argument's flimsy. Just keep asking me questions then.
I did, and you had a problem with that. It was flimsy. But I think you've got the smoking gun here, potentially. Or I'm going to look for the smoking gun. If it's not in your email, then it's not in your email.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, why can't I have nice things?
You're a politician, people are writing in. Politicians lie all the time. But I'll tell you, Harry always kept
it. No, I was not. I didn't win. So there you go. You make fun of me for that. I didn't win. I'm not a politician anymore. I didn't win because I didn't lie. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I told the truth through my whole campaign.
Yeah, maybe if you actually were like a dirty politician, you would have won.
That's possible.
So that's another point in your defense. Listen, I'm inclined to believe you.
Like when Craig asked me questions about my candidacy.
Yeah.
I did not lie to him to try to keep staying on the air. I told him the truth, and the decision was made by our corporate people to remove me from the air to protect the company, which
right.
is fine. I didn't have a problem with it. It's in the handbook. I should have read that. I should have read the fine print. It's okay. But I didn't lie to Craig about my status in the campaign. And it led to me not being on the air for a month.
So what you're telling me is you are a truth teller even whenever it's hurt you in the past.
Yes.
I'm inclined to believe Harry Callis. What say you? Text us 412-928-9370.
And just one more thing.
Sure.
On one hand, Pony cited me not knowing a question that Malzy asked me during that quiz Callis section during
the
final
marathon.
Yeah,
you didn't know who Tony Dorsett
so
was.
So Callis, why would they reach out to Callis, a guy that doesn't know this, that, and everything else? But then all of a sudden, I'm this brilliant mastermind that's going to trick everybody for my own 7-second gain.
What?
In an intro video for one of the biggest golf events of the year?
Like I said, I thought the initial defense was flimsy. I think this is the strongest defense you have. You guys pan me all the time for being this like colossal imbecile, but now all of a sudden I'm a super genius?
Yeah, now all of a sudden I go behind the back of everybody and create the greatest not scandal in the history of mankind, because it wouldn't have been illegal what I did.
No, it would just be self-serving. But again,
and
I would have done the same thing.
Team all the time. Mm-hmm. Even when you rip me on this show, I play team. I bite my tongue because the show needs to succeed. So if your ego means belittling me on the station, on the regular,
you'll take it.
Then I take it.
Mm.
Because that's my job.
A lot of people right now are saying Free Callis, he's innocent on the text line. And that Pony is trying to drive a wedge between this between the hosts and the producer of this highly successful show.
Yeah, because he was making that point, too. He's like, oh, yeah, I bet Crowley and Doran should be way upset about this. Don't be upset. Don't let him do this to us. We're fine.
You are actively playing defense, though, right now, of me getting a break. And we have murdered the clock. Do we just take it to the top of the hour now? Is that how
you
we do
it? You murder the clock every day.
I'm on your side. Relax. 50-minute mark on the Fran is fan. Oh, I'm rattled. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township.
Can I read the statement? Didn't you want me to read the statement?
Just would you hold your horses? We are allowing you your opportunity here to defend yourself. Clearly. We have a special guest coming up at 9:35. At the top of the hour, we're going to get into something Don Kelly said over the weekend and see if people agree or disagree with his statement. I do think this is probably Pony trying to drive a wedge. If there is no email, can we take legal action against NBC for just ripping our audio?
Well, I mean, technically we could.
Well, there we go.
That would be more of a corporate lawyer decision, I would think. But why would we sue them if they gave our station free publicity? Right?
Oh, it's not a bad thing for the station.
No, it's not.
But I do think it's against FCC regulations. How many emails have we gotten from Craig? You need to credit the audio. You got to credit the audio. You always got to credit the audio. No, I guess you do in the bite because you're saying you're on 93.7 The Fan.
And maybe that's where they got around it.
Loophole.
Maybe that's why they chose that specific piece of audio, because I'm the only one on the station that reads out the full station name and the tag. Pittsburgh's hometown sports station. All makes sense.
Are you more mad at Pony right now than you've ever been mad at me?
No.
Oh.
Because this is, you've played the long game. This is just one instance for Pony, which is very out of character for him.
Do you think Pony is jealous because he views himself as the face of the station and he would have liked to have been the one who was featured prominently?
Does he view himself as the face of the station? He certainly acts like it sometimes.
Well, he's been around for 15 years and he hosts Afternoon Drive. I mean, if I were in his position, I'd think it the same way. But yeah, I think he probably does.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that question. I don't know how he feels.
People are also just taking pot shots left and right on the text line at intern Dom.
Yeah, because he just went along with it. I almost believe
Callis, and then, but after hearing him on the phone, I'm inclined to think he's lying.
All right, I'll throw up a Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Do you believe Harry Callis? This is a democracy, damn it.
And I just got to read
no,
my statement.
No. We'll let the people be. We will let the people be the jury here and determine whether or not they believe you. And if they believe you, I'll believe you. But I'm inclined to believe you. We don't have time for the statement anymore. Aww. We've gone very long here. But I'm happy and proud of the way you defended yourself.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.